Welcome to 7 Second Delay. Andy, you seem very pensive tonight. Are you stressed out by your little TV show?
Hold on, I'm looking up the word pensive. Hold on.
You seem very preoccupied.
I guess there's truth to that. Thinking about
your script.
I am a little
script.
Bit in a hole. Yeah, I am. You remember ninth grade when the report was due,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And you hadn't even started.
Right.
This is before AI, right? You couldn't
script.
Cheat. I know. I'm a little behind on a few deadlines.
Write that script.
Didn't we do a show just last week?
We did.
So what the hell is going on? What do we have to do this for?
Oh, it's a weekly show. Forgot to mention that.
We did a fine show last week. What is your problem?
Oh, it was bathroom reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fine. That was a fine
bad.
Show.
Yeah.
So what the hell is going on now?
It's
again? Again? That wasn't good enough last week?
Yeah. You're chewing gum.
Hey, would you agree to this?
Really?
If we do a great show,
yeah.
Maybe this week, maybe tonight, maybe uh-huh. maybe subsequent weeks down
uh-huh.
the road,
yeah.
then I have 2 weeks off. Will you agree to that?
No, you're taking 2 weeks off as it is. This is our last show for 3 weeks.
Well, you can try to call me.
Why? Because you're going on a cruise alone.
No, I'm not going on alone. There'll be over 7,000 people on that boat.
But
I'm
you're
not going alone.
You're not bringing your wife.
She won't go.
Oh, you tried?
I begged her. I don't know what else I could say.
Because she hates cruises?
She either hates, that's what she says. There's
oh,
another,
you think,
there's an
oh,
alternative theory.
I get it. She hates you.
Well, that's another possibility.
Oh.
She definitely hates one of us.
Well, she doesn't hate me.
No. Maybe she's staying here to seduce you while I'm out of town.
So
seriously, listen, Ken, we joke around. We have a lot of fun every week. But seriously, don't screw my wife.
I would not.
Okay.
I would not.
Okay, then.
So you are taking...
Wait, I got to make a note to remind myself tonight.
Yeah, you're taking...
Make Beth promise. Hold on. Not to. I got it.
No, she and I have an understanding. You don't even need to check with her.
We have fun. We joke around. But seriously, Ken.
No, we've worked it out to not screw.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Then I'm on that boat.
Alone.
So, yeah. Well, I have a script due.
Andy is going on a cruise through the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So that he can be undisturbed and write a script.
Well, I will have 11 days to finish...
An 11-day cruise.
Episode 10.
You can't just fly to Phoenix and get a hotel. And you have
well,
to...
Well, that's true. That's true.
You have to take a cruise.
Well, you know what? My favorite vacations don't involve flying.
Right. You don't like flying.
This is a ship that leaves from Manhattan.
Right.
You can't beat that.
Yeah.
Can you?
No, of course not.
And once you're on the ship, you unpack and you can just relax and I can just sweat out this stupid, stupid script.
Yeah. So this is episode 10 of your TV show, Einstein,
yeah.
that you have to write. And what happens in episode 10? I'm sure you've got it all planned out.
Oh, wait, hold on. That's a great note. Plan out script. Thank you.
No problem.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Can I get in the Writers Guild now?
Yeah. Hey, you know, my son Evan, he has partial credit on one of the scripts because he pitched an idea that we ended up using.
Wow. So he's in the Writers Guild.
It's a good question. He's certainly on IMDb. He has a real credit.
Free health care.
No.
Good job.
No. You have to, I think, have more than one credit.
Oh, how many do you need?
I think you need a couple of credits, two or three, within a certain time period.
Oh, interesting.
The criteria is maybe pretty steep.
Wow, they're getting tougher.
I think they are. Yes, I think they're being very careful about who gets covered with their
yeah.
medical plan.
Okay.
What kind of medical plan do you offer here?
A very good one.
No, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Here at FMU.
Yeah, United Healthcare, Oxford.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vision.
Really?
Yep, vision.
People can get glasses?
And dental. Yep.
How about abortions?
Oh, well, those are free at the...
I'm asking for a friend.
WFMU Abortion Clinic. We don't need coverage for that. We have a whole crew of volunteers.
Yeah, you know what? The hours are just so sketchy. You never know when they're open.
Well,
you know... The website's no help.
You're asking a lot. These are volunteers.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, if you don't announce when they're open, I mean, you see the line out front. 30, 40 women in the cold. Supposed to be open. They're banging on the door.
I mean, we're open for a couple of hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you want like regular 9 to 5 hours?
I'm asking for the women out front, Ken. Why don't we go out front? Why don't we go?
You want to
do the show from out front?
No. We made a promise. No heckling the people in line.
Gosh, we have fun with abortion jokes. Gosh, we have fun.
We sure do.
You never know what we're going to say next.
But you didn't want to do a smock. A WFMU abortion clinic.
Oh, my God. As a premium?
As a premium.
Bloody. Oh, my God. Would that be great?
I think I pitched it to you.
A bloody smock?
A bloody smock.
Oh, my God. Would that be great?
You know, like a barbecue apron.
And then and then we'd get all those calls. Hey, I think this might be real blood. That's the calls we'd get the next day.
All right. Well, we actually have a show planned tonight.
Yeah.
We wanted to ask listeners, what's their most persistent earworm?
Right. No. Well, that's a good... I don't know if I would phrase it quite like
okay,
that.
Okay. The worst earworm?
It's kind of a contest in one sense. We're going to ask people to suggest the name of a song, right?
Yep.
An earworm that has been in their heads ever since they first heard it. You're going to play it for me, right? That song, all these candidates, right? We're going to have all these nominees, right? Suggestions. You're going to play them for me. We're going to wait 10 minutes, and we're going to see which one I can remember the best, right?
Yeah.
Most accurately.
Right.
Which one is in my head? Lodged in my head, perhaps forever.
Yeah, but you pointed something out earlier that it's kind of, I guess it's kind of important that you know the song.
That I know the song beforehand?
Well,
why?
Isn't it? Okay.
No, I'm going to hear it. Ken, let me tell you, a real earworm, like Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is You. An earworm like that.
Yeah. I can't even think of how that goes. I'm sure if I heard it, it would,
You hear it, well, wait till Christmas. Wait till next November.
I know.
And then go outside. If you wait till next November and leave your house, you'll hear it.
Well, that's why I don't leave my house.
You're scared of Mariah Carey?
And what earworms do you get? What are some of your more...
It's so funny. It's kind of random. It's kind of random. I will hear a song, even for the first time. Don't you have a song stuck in your head if you hear it once occasionally?
I guess so, sometimes.
If it's really, really catchy. You know what every earworm has in common?
What?
A hook.
Well,
it's the hook that gets
you.
No,
supposedly they're very sing-songy. There have been studies of earworms. Sing-songy helps. Very repetitive, very simple.
If Mariah Carey sings it, it helps, right?
All right, well, we have our first call.
Hi, it's me.
Good Lord.
Hey, darling.
Hi, darling.
Hey.
Seriously. Hey, look, can I just say something, Beth and Ken?
Yeah.
Why, honey?
We joke around. We have fun. It's a fun show.
This is a done deal, Beth.
Seriously,
and I...
don't screw each other while I'm on the boat.
I promise.
Okay, hey, the promise part was good. I'm not going to lie to you. The giggling,
record, I love Andy.
The giggling after the promise kind of concerns me.
What?
Saying I promise and then the giggle. Yeah, that giggle. Go ahead. Say I won't screw Ken Friedman while you're on the boat.
And then not laugh. That. You say I won't screw Ken Friedman while I'm gone.
I don't know what that means, honey. What does that
exactly,
mean?
You say it.
Yeah, you
that's
say it, Andy.
For you.
I haven't screwed Ken Friedman in years.
I've been faithful to you lots of times.
I've been faithful to you lots of times. Hey, you remember all my jokes. Now you have
all your jokes.
Do you have an ear?
Because, baby.
Well, that's what comes. That's what comes with only knowing five jokes.
Okay. When I swim, I have this in my head. When my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. Why don't we go? You remember that song?
Yeah, what's the name of that song?
I imagine it's...
I don't know. I think Barry Manilow sang it, but it's like sometimes when I'm like...
It's not Copacabana, right, by Barry Manilow?
No, that's a different song.
I don't know the song, but that part of
If I was guessing, it's called When My Baby Smiles at Me.
Wait, I'm going to hang up so I can listen to your show.
Okay. You know, it's optional, honey.
No, it's like one thing.
No, it's optional.
I love you.
Love you
think
too.
It's When My Baby Smiles at Me? Bye, Beth.
I don't know if that's a real candidate. I don't know if that will stick in my head.
I Go to Rio by Peter Allen.
Oh, that's it. Peter Allen. That's it.
All right, here we go. Uh-oh, what's going on here? Oh.
When my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio. De Janeiro, mio mio, I go wild and then I have to do the samba and la bamba. Now I'm not the kind of person with a passionate persuasion for dancing or romancing, but I give in. Okay. I don't know. Mio mio. I don't know.
You don't like it?
I don't know if that's going to stick in my head.
Yeah, okay.
Do you like that song?
No. You can't pin that on me.
Because he's gay?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I have no problem with that.
Oh, okay. When did you evolve? When did that happen?
It happened gradually over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean yesterday?
No. I'd say over
Did the you play did you play a song this morning by a gay or queer artist?
I probably did, yes.
Yeah, you can't think of one offhand, can you?
I
just played one. I just played Peter Allen. I played one song on my show, and it's by a gay artist. Can you beat that? That's 100%.
I played part of a Dan Carlin podcast, and he's gay. There you go. It's actually what I opened my show with.
Wait, you've been playing... You play podcasts?
It was a podcast remix. A remix of a podcast. No, I would never play a straight podcast.
Note to self.
Go ahead.
What am I going to say?
Don't bring up podcasts to Ken.
Yeah, sleep until noon on Wednesdays.
Well, you already do that.
No.
Hi, this is Bree the Beatnik.
Hi, Bree. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Hi, Bree. Is there a song that's been stuck in your head for years?
I've been stuck in my head for like a week since I heard it.
Bree, I have to interrupt. Can I just ask you a question? Is somebody smothering you right now with a pillow? Really?
No.
It sounds because
you're
not...
we're having a lot of trouble hearing you, Bree.
Much better. Okay, sorry. The song that I've been in my head is that new Sparks and Gorillaz song, Happy Dictator.
Happy Dictator.
So that's
okay.
A new... Wait, are you not familiar with it, Ken?
I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, it must be a gay artist.
Oh?
No, it's Sparks.
Oh, it's Sparks?
Gorillaz and Sparks. Yeah.
Okay, Happy Bree. Dictator. Okay, let's hear a little
Thank
bit.
Thank you, Bree. We're going to listen to it right now.
Okay, this will be new for you too, Ken. I'd love to hear your opinion.
Yeah, okay, here we
okay,
go.
Okay, here we go.
Well, we're 5 seconds in, and
it's a graduate ramp up.
Nothing's grabbed me.
Hold on, well, wait a minute, Ken.
We're,
give
now
it a
we're
chance.
12 seconds in.
It's a ramp up song.
I'd be on to the next thing.
No. Hold on, it hasn't started. Can we jump ahead 30 seconds? There it is. In a world of fiction, I am a velvet glove. I am your soul, your resurrection. I am the love. So look out to the west now, see where the devil lies. His pharmacon is with you and your empire, it is paralyzed. Is it doing anything for you, Ken?
Well, you know, it's Sparks and Gorillaz together. And, you know, Sparks are brothers.
Okay, what's Gorillaz?
Gorillaz are, they're an animated band. They're kind of like the Archies. They don't really exist.
Oh, I see.
But they're gay. They're gay animated.
Don't they have, it seems like, wait a minute, who, I'm blanking on the band, Talking Heads. Don't they have a Talking Heads thing going?
Who, Gorillaz?
No, this sound, this cut we just heard.
Didn't remind me of Talking Heads.
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
Oh, shut up. So now you have to, oh, God.
All right, let's go to the phones.
So now you don't agree with everything I say.
We're looking for earworms.
When did you grow a pair? When did that happen?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Stop screaming. Who's this?
It's Bob.
Hey, Bob. What's your earworm?
Do you want the one that gets stuck in my head the most often?
Yes.
The one? Yeah. It made me change my plans because it was so irritating.
The one that's stuck in your head, because the test is, will I be able to sing it back in 10 minutes?
Okay, Tempted by Squeeze.
Tempted, do you know this song,
yep.
Ken?
Andy might know this. It's possible.
I don't know. Was it released after 1982?
It's not trivia time.
Right around then. That's right around when it came out.
Maybe I've heard it.
All right. Thank you, Bob. We're going to listen to it now.
Let's hear a little.
This was kind of a hit.
It was?
Yeah.
Sounds like a little bit. That sounds like a Talking Head thing going here. Okay, well, nothing yet. I'll wait for...
You've never heard that?
No, we'll wait for the chorus. Hold on.
Oh. Yeah, the chorus hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. You know who I like? The Beatles.
Here's... The chorus is coming up.
Yeah.
Here it is. Starting now.
Yeah.
Tempted, but the truth is discovered.
Yeah. Weren't the Beatles great? Doesn't Squeeze make you appreciate the Beatles?
I love Squeeze.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think this is a great song. You've never heard that.
I know. It is familiar.
Amazing.
It is familiar. And I feel for the guy. He's tempted by the fruit of another.
Yeah.
I can imagine the dilemma that would cause.
Jesus, man. He'd just go to Whole Foods and buy some freaking fruit.
God, the Beatles were good.
Hi, you're on the air.
Wow. Wow, the Beatles
Andy,
were good.
It's Gers, who was in Spain, is now in Santa Clarita, California.
Oh, Gers, you're back in the U.S. Just in time.
We missed you, brother.
Back in the USA, just in time for the bloodbath to start.
Yeah,
yeah, baby.
Yeah, pick a side. Pick a side and get out there.
I'm going to take heads.
There you go.
Take tails?
I'll take tails. It's me and you, buddy. Man on man. Mono on mono.
Mono a mono.
Mono a mono. Okay, now what song is stuck in your head? So far, I have to say nothing. All I Want for Christmas. Well, that's a song.
You can appreciate this, Andy, because it's from a TV show called Kunk on Earth that I just turned my friends on to recently to watch.
Well, you know what? A TV theme song is a smart way to go. They are by definition.
They bought the rights to Pump Up the Jam by Technotronic.
Oh, my God.
And now my friend keeps playing it over and over, and now it's haunting me.
Hold on.
And
Pump
the
Up the Jam.
They played it. And every episode is because they paid so much for the rights that they decided to use it.
They wanted to get it. Do you know this song, Ken?
Yeah, I've seen Kunk on Earth. It's very funny the way they work it into the show every week.
You mean they pay?
Yeah,
they
the
have...
history of the human race, and here we go, devolving in.
Oh, I see. Wait, oh, Kunk on Earth. I have seen this show.
Charlie Brooker is pretty funny.
She's very funny.
Diana Morgan. She's actually pretty funny.
I agree. I'm a fan of the show.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But can you pump up the jam? I like to see jam doing the idea. Pump up the jam.
This song is not for me.
Too bad we don't have a video for it.
What is the opposite of not awful? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
Not awful?
The opposite.
Okay.
You know.
That's like the Terminator saying, I will be the opposite of forward.
No one knows what you're saying now, Kurtz.
Gers.
Gers, yeah.
Gers.
Gers,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gers.
Welcome back, though, seriously.
Okay. Be careful.
We missed you, brother.
I wanted to go back, but I can't fly now because I crashed my motorcycle and I'm
Oh, I want to hear the rest of that story. Wait, save that. We want to build a whole episode around that next week. That sounds fascinating. Thanks
very
much.
Motorcycle crash.
Yeah, I've got to hear.
Call back next week,
Mike. Yeah, call back, yeah.
So none of these are in for you now.
Have you never heard All I Want for Christmas Is You?
I know the song, and I would recognize it, and if I heard it, it might get stuck in my head.
It's a catchy song.
But Pump Up the Jam, now that's an earworm.
No. All I Want for Christmas, plus the rack on that girl.
On who?
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, so it's a win-win.
Well, have you ever seen the Technotronic video?
No.
I think there's a fairly fetching... Lass on that one, too. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Wilson calling from South Orange.
Hi, Wilson.
Hey, Wilson. You know, so far, there's not a single... Look, so far, Happy Dictator, Tempted, the Squeeze song, Pump
Those
Up the Jam.
Songs.
Yeah, I know. There's nothing that's going to stick with me 10 minutes later. They're just not good songs.
Hey, what will?
Wilson has the answer.
Johnny Nash's version of Guava Jelly. Let it get to the chorus. It doesn't take long.
Okay.
Johnny Nash's version of Guava Jelly. Let it soak in and tell me what you think.
Wait, now just remind me, Johnny Nash, what was his hit? How would we know Johnny Nash?
Oh, he had a big hit with...
I don't know if you know him, man. That's not my question.
Guava Jelly, I believe.
Boy, Wilson's pretty argumentative. Pretty defensive.
Oh, I'm pretty argumentative. That's an insane statement coming from you, my friend.
Hey,
anyway,
I have feelings.
Hey, well,
now he's calling me argumentative.
I'm lining up outside. I'll see you outside.
Yeah, okay, meet you outside.
Thanks, Wilson.
Okay,
here. Okay, Wilson swears that we can make it to the chorus. We found an earworm. He swears. Boy, the chorus is 8 or 9 miles away, isn't it? It's a long trek to that chorus.
Oh, is he the guy who did I Can See Clearly Now?
Oh, man, there you go. Yeah, sounds like it. Yes. I Can See Clearly Now. Now, that's an earworm. Is this the chorus? This little reggae little rhythm?
I don't freaking know. But I agree. Nobody's given us a really bad earworm yet.
No, this is not it. That's like a bad Bob Marley thing.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have to suggest Muskrat Love.
Oh,
there
yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Hold on, let me hear it again. I haven't heard it in years. Hold on. Who sings Muskrat Love?
Captain Antoniel.
There it is.
Oh.
You know?
That's a bad one. That's a really bad one.
And this is just me, my opinion. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
You are. Go ahead.
Love to Neil. Didn't care for the captain.
The captain played with the Beach Boys.
Oh, shut up. Muskrat candles. That's to Neil.
I think the captain had something to do with Charles Manson, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I think he encouraged Charles Manson. I think he drew a map of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, a layout of the house.
He was like a California session guy.
Yeah, he knew which doors were left unlocked. Muskrat Sam. Are we getting to the chorus?
No, not yet.
It's a long, long walk to that chorus. Sam is so
skinny. It's an underfed muskrat.
Yeah. Are we at the chorus?
This is the hook.
He whirls and he twirls.
I hate freaking muskrats.
That's Captain on the keyboards, right?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh. Oh.
Has this ever been played at FMU before?
I
the answer is no.
Probably not.
So this is history. Okay, we've heard enough. Thanks.
Yeah.
Whew.
Thank you, caller.
Wait, does
that's
do,
rough.
Wait,
that's
do,
a rough
do
one.
Do our listeners not know what an earworm is? What a catchy song is?
Oh, you're...
They just don't know?
No, I think they know.
I got two words for our listeners.
I mean, there's one earworm. There's only really one true earworm, but I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to cross...
It's All I Want for Christmas.
No, I'm not going to cross that line. I'm just not going to do it. You could beg me, and I'm not going to play the Cars for Kids jingle. So don't even try.
I have heard people say, I don't know that song, but I have heard people mention it.
Not going to do it. Not going to go there. Hi, you're on the air.
You know, any Lennon McCartney song is stronger than what we've heard.
Well, the Beatles cheated. They were cheaters.
Because they were so talented. You're right.
No.
It's not fair to have that kind of talent.
That's a good point. That was another way they cheated.
Yeah, that is cheating.
Yeah.
It's easy when you have that kind of talent
but
to write all those hits.
They also had George Martin.
Yeah.
If they hadn't had George Martin, they, you know, just would have been another...
Yeah.
Band like the Kinks.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Or the Who.
You're on the air.
Or
yeah.
The Who,
or
yeah.
The Who. The Kinks or the Who?
No, the answer is any band that McCartney was in would have enormous success.
Oh, yeah, Wings.
Like Wings.
Yeah, look at all the masterpieces Wings put out.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Except for
Platinum
Wings.
After Platinum.
Okay, Wings is the exception
Silly
to that rule.
Silly love songs.
Yeah.
Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah.
Mull of Kintyre.
You know, it wouldn't hurt you to listen to Ebony and Ivory a few times, Ken.
Well, I think that's what our country needs right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we should just play that. We should just play that for a half hour. People, please listen.
Okay, Zachary, what do you got?
Da, da, da. I don't love you. You don't love me. Aha, aha, aha.
Oh, is that by Trio?
Yeah.
Wait, now that sounds promising.
Yeah, that was kind of a hit, too. Thank you, Zachary.
Wait, that sounds promising. I just refamiliarize with that.
This was also an early 80s hit of sorts.
These are all like songs released in June. Like they wanted to become summer hits, right? I already don't like this.
Uh-huh. Well, who says you have to like it?
It's stupid.
Uh-huh.
I should maybe qualify. I'm looking for a non-stupid...
Oh, the earworm has to be non-stupid?
Yeah, like All I Want for Christmas. She doesn't want any gifts under the tree.
What you will and
she
what
wants you
can.
Or me. She uh-huh. wants she wants her man.
What you can and what you can't. Uh-huh. This is what you got to know.
This is a song that transcends culture.
Wait, Zach, yeah, she does that. I know that. Yeah, no culture will claim it.
No, they're from Germany. They... Proudly from Germany.
Now, wait. Zach is not serious about this.
I think he is.
No, because this is bad. Oh, wait. Here. Hold on. Something's kicking in.
There we go.
This is like a 1958 sort of.
Now, that's an earworm.
He has a little Lou Reed thing going. Is that what that is?
I don't get your association.
Well, maybe you ought to listen to a little more music instead of playing podcasts every Wednesday. Okay, this is as close as we've come. What band is this?
Trio.
That's the name of the band?
Yep.
Okay. Well, certainly memorable in that I can't forget the lyrics.
Very good.
This will be me trying to remember the lyrics. Da, da, line.
Da.
Line, please. Oh, da. Got it.
Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Kev Licky.
Hey, Kev Licky.
Hey, Kev Licky.
How's it going?
Fine. I used to have a dog named Kev Licky.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
I used to have a cat named Andy.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Kev Licky, what's your earworm?
Well, Ken, now you might rob me of the pleasure of suggesting the commercial that I wanted to suggest.
Well, commercials is a great way to go. A commercial makes a lot of sense. A successful commercial is by definition an earworm.
Well, I'm not going to play the Cars for Kids commercial, so just forget it.
All right. Well, second of that, because I did mention that on the playlist, on the comments board.
Yeah.
Like quarter after six.
We never read the comments board.
We can't read and talk at the same time.
And I'm going to do a whole show on this later this year. But I'm the fact is I'm illiterate.
Oh my God! Really?
Yeah.
Oh Jesus! That explains so much.
It explains why it takes me so long to write my scripts.
And it explains your scripts.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ken.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Ken.
I mean, when I saw True Identity, I was like wondering, like, what the hell is going on here?
It's okay. You say whatever you want. I have no feelings. Go ahead, take your best shot.
To that.
Kev Licky, what do you got?
Well, I've got the
True Identity,
which you may have played once or twice on your show.
What is it?
It's called
Working as a Waitress in a Cocktail Bar.
Oh.
The Unhuman League.
The remix of it. I don't have that handy, but I can certainly play.
Wait, there's a band called the Unhuman League?
Well, it's actually called Savantana.
That's a great name for a band.
But I don't think. I'm not going to be able to find that. Oh, what do you know? Here it is.
Yeah, Laurel finds me singing that quite regularly.
So this is. I don't believe it. Put Laurel on. I don't believe a word you're saying. Wait, this is Working as a Waitress.
Yeah, it's making me sign in. Ay.
It's worth it, Ken.
Andy, this is where you're supposed to talk.
I've got nothing. I'm blanking here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Unhuman League.
Thanks, Kev Licky.
Yeah.
We could sing Cars for Kids.
This is a good one.
This is?
Yeah, this is a good earworm.
Wait. How do you know? Are you hearing it for the first time? No. Apparently, a woman he knows has a job at a local bar.
How do you get that? How do you get that from
he's
this?
He's very excited about. He can't think about anything else.
Well, let's hear about it from her point of view. I think she's maybe has a different perspective.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Thank you, honey. Thank you. Leave your resume with the girl out front. Thank you.
There she is. Here's the girl.
I know. I'm looking visually. I can see her, but it means nothing on the radio.
Cocktail bar.
No, thank
cocktail
you.
Cocktail bar.
Ken, I only need to get one show a week. Ken.
Working as a waitress.
Oh, dear God. Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's jump ahead. Here she
dear
is.
Dear God.
See, she's admitting it.
So there's a little drama here. Dear God.
Now that's a freaking earworm.
No. I think that was written shortly after the artist, suffered an industrial accident.
Let's see, didn't you open up for Human League one time?
I did open up for Human League.
Yeah, you've told that story.
Yeah.
It went very well.
I only have eight stories.
From what I understand.
Well, it didn't go as well. It went well for them. I think they had a good show.
Yeah, I heard it went really well for one guy in the audience.
Yeah, he was. He enjoyed heckling me.
Your heckler.
Yeah, my heckler.
Oh, he successfully heckled you.
Yeah, he did. He rattled me. You're right, Ken. Thanks for bringing that up. Dear God, that was a terrible night. I think I went all the way to Washington for that gig and then to get heckled off the stage and then just came back. There's nothing longer than the train trip back from Washington after you've been heckled off a stage.
But the best part of that story is after you got heckled off stage,
yeah.
The only way you could exit was through the audience.
That hated me.
Yeah.
With my guitar in my cardboard case. That's the low point. Every addict can tell you their low point. I hit bottom.
Hi, you're on the air.
You know what I said to myself on the way home?
What'd you say?
I got to get into radio.
Hi, you're on the air.
You can heckle me all you want on radio. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear
now
you.
Now I can. Yeah, now I can hear
Who's
you.
Who's this? Hero? Henry?
I'm Onyx.
Oh, hi, Onyx.
Hi, Onyx.
Hey, Onyx, great to hear from you.
Hey, Onyx, I think the same thing. I agree with Ken. Great to hear from you.
Onyx is calling from the Bat Ranch.
Onyx, do you agree that most of the music we've heard so far just sucks?
Yes.
I agree. That's my girl. That's my girl.
It's a boy.
Onyx, oh, that's my boy. That's my boy. Onyx, do you have a song in your head that you can't get out of your head? What is it?
Your Idol.
Do you know that song, Ken?
Your Idol?
Yes. From K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Okay.
Oh, it's a new one. Oh. No, wait, is the title of that song saying you're not moving very much, you are idle, or is it saying I am your hero, I am your idol?
Let's give it a listen.
Okay.
Thank you, Onyx. We're going to listen to it right now.
This K-pop thing, this is a big thing.
Very big. Oh, this is by the Saja Boys, Andrew Choi.
Oh, man, what's happening to our culture?
Neck Wave. Danny Chung.
Guys.
Kevin Wu.
Wait, these are all the writers?
I don't know. It's the cast of K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Now it's going to kick in. No. Onyx, go find any Lerner and Low play. My Fair Lady, Gigi, Camelot.
Leopold and Loeb, they planned the perfect murder and they got caught.
I meant Lerner and Lowe. They're very different than Leopold, except for Lowe. Lowe actually straddled both worlds.
Oh, so he was like a serial killer and lyricist?
He wrote the music, Ken.
Ah, he was the Rogers.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this is bad.
Yeah.
Onyx, if you're wondering, this is bad music.
Who boy?
Yeah, who boy. That's bad.
Who boy?
Onyx, Lerner and Lowe. We want you to listen to My Fair Lady, the soundtrack.
Rogers and Hart.
Rogers and Hart, yeah. My Funny Valentine.
Blue Moon.
Blue Moon, yeah. Did you like that movie?
I watched...
Yeah, I loved it. We both loved it.
Yeah,
just say you loved
it. I turned
it's
it
over.
Off.
No, you did.
I turned it
no,
off.
No, you did.
I did.
No, you didn't.
It was like a one-man show.
That's a good thing.
Very impressive with Ethan Hawke. But
yeah, that's a little... I know it scared you off. It was literate. Yeah.
It was very good, but I just wanted something to happen. I didn't feel like watching My Dinner with Andre starring Ethan Hawke. Hi, you're on the air.
Then
hey, guys, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you great. Andy, can you hear him?
Yeah, then let's play some more K-pop.
Okay. So are covers allowed?
Yes, of course.
Sure.
Okay, because it's really the cover that gets me.
Working as a waitress. Go ahead.
Yeah, this one is Beggin' by Maneskin, the Frankie Valli cover, I guess it is.
Maneskin.
Wait, Beggin', Frankie Valli, the Four Seasons Frankie Valli?
Still alive.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Well, if you call that living. Technically, I guess there's signs of life.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Put your loving hand out, baby.
Well, it sounds like a Four Seasons song.
Yeah.
Oh, a melody. Wait a minute.
Well, there's no melody.
No, it's coming. Here it comes.
I'm begging you to put your loving hand out, baby.
Wait, this is good.
Oh, you like Maneskin?
Well, let's listen to the Four Seasons version.
Riding high when I was king, I played it hard and fast.
Working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
I'm sorry. I'm reevaluating. I'm reappraising the song. Oh, no.
Oh,
Ken,
like I like
seriously,
it.
What is happening to music?
Oh, stop it.
This is horrible.
Okay, boomer.
Hey, that's not cool. Not cool to call someone boo.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, fellas.
You know, nicknames have a way of sticking.
Who's this? Hi, caller.
This is Annie.
Hi, Annie.
Always, hey, we should give our phone number.
Always great when Annie calls.
We should give our phone number in case somebody with actual musical taste wants to call. 201-209-9368.
Annie's got great taste.
I haven't heard a thing that's sticking to me. Nothing's sticking to the wall. You're throwing poop against the wall and nothing's sticking.
Well, I think we can only get one or two more, and then we have to change.
There's nothing. Nothing. Maybe there's Da 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 by the Trio, but I couldn't sing it to you.
Well, if you can't sing it, then it doesn't win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the Beatles were great. Oh, my God, Lerner and Lowe were great.
Cheaters.
Because they're so talented.
Annie, what's your earworm?
The Whistling from Guns N' Roses, Patience.
What's the song again?
It's called Be Whistling. How do you spell it, Annie?
No. Just the whistling portion of the Guns N' Roses song, Patience.
Okay, there's a song called Patience, and apparently there's a musical break. One of the band, who does the whistling?
Oh, it's
Guns N' Roses.
It's explicit.
Oh, we can't play it. We can play the whistling part. Okay, Annie, you can't say we didn't look. We looked for it, right, Ken?
I sense whistling coming up.
Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, I'm playing it.
Okay.
Where's the whistling?
I sense whistling not coming up.
I think it's in the beginning.
Oh, there we go.
There it is. Oh, it sounds like a spaghetti western theme. And this is stuck in your head, Annie?
Yes, it pops in all the time.
Annie, I want you to listen to me.
Just the whistling.
Annie, you've got to get outside more. You've got to engage with people.
Oh, my gosh.
Annie, you've got to live your life. Annie, it's time to get out of the house.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. I never knew that Guns N' Roses had whistling.
Well, they brought in a guy. They found a guy at the Port Authority.
I'm going to have to reassess my whole
opinion. Listen to this part. I love this part. Yeah, that's my favorite part. Thanks, Annie.
Thank you.
And that whistling part is stuck in Annie's head.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Simon. Hey. Hi, guys.
Hi, Simon.
Hey, Simon.
What's your earworm, Simon?
The ultimate earworm is Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Wait a minute. Call Me Maybe. That sounds promising.
Yep.
Do you know this song?
It was a huge hit.
Wait, hold on. And what's her name?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Hold on. Wait, I love the name, Call Me Maybe. Carly Rae Jepsen. Wait, it's already kind of catchy. I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. Wait, this is
good karaoke song. It's also.
Okay, thanks, Simon.
Wait for the chorus, buddy. She's pretty loose with her number. She just met him.
She'll give her number to anybody.
Yeah, it's like an invitation to date rape. She's singing, hey, come on over, date rape me. I just met you. Here's my number.
So that one doesn't rate for you.
No.
Hi, you're on the air.
Bang, bang, Maxwell.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, what happened to our call screeners, Ken?
Oh, you
I miss them.
You drove them all away.
I guess I did.
You did.
I know I did.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Kelvin.
Hi, Kelvin.
Hey, Kelvin. Your first time caller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we gave out our phone number then to get to snag Kelvin.
Yep.
Kelvin, you haven't listened to the show very much, but you're a big fan already, right?
Yeah.
Who do you like better, me or Ken? I'd say me.
I'm Ken, and that's Andy.
Yeah, I'd say Andy.
Andy's the obnoxious one.
I think Ken's better.
Yeah, there you go. Well chosen, Calvin. So what's your earworm, Calvin?
My earworm is Mexican Radio by Wall of Voodoo.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the song?
Yep.
I haven't heard anything. It's been 47 minutes. What's the name of the band?
Wall of Voodoo.
Yeah.
This is them?
Yeah. Thanks, Calvin. Good suggestion. Another early 80s hit.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's a good song? The Boys Are Back in Town. Remember that song?
Thin Lizzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was catchy. Let's play that so people will know the difference.
Hang on, the song hasn't even started yet.
Would you say this song is half over?
No. So you want to get to the chorus, don't you?
I don't know if I do.
Here it comes.
No, this is really depressing me. That nobody knows what good music is. Ken, you don't like that.
I do like that. I like Wall of Voodoo. I haven't played Mexican Radio in decades, but I've played it. Oh my God, Celtic Frost does Mexican Radio? Wow.
Wait, this is another version of that song?
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll pass. Thank you, honey.
Yeah,
thank
baby.
You.
All right, so do you want to change the subject for 10 minutes? And
I didn't think there could be a worse version of that song.
So now the idea is to change.
There's nothing. Ken, it's a blank.
Well,
Ken, there's nothing.
Got one of those songs is stuck in my head.
Tell me which one.
I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
Go ahead, sing it. Exactly.
She was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. In a cocktail bar. She was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. In a cocktail bar. Cocktail bar. Cocktail bar. Cocktail bar. Tail, working as a waitress.
No, now you're... Now
in a cocktail bar.
You're singing...
Working
you're singing, don't
as
me
a waitress.
Don't You Love Me, Baby. You're singing a different song
it's
now.
It's a remix of Don't You Want Me, Baby. It's called Working in a Cocktail Bar.
I read a little bit about the artist. You know where he got that idea?
Where?
He had a friend who was working as a waitress.
Yeah.
At a local bar.
That much is true.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't even use his imagination much. It was all true.
No, her part, that's when her part comes in, she sings.
I know. I understand.
I was working as a waitress in a cocktail
Ken,
bar.
Ken, we've heard 15 songs.
That much is true.
Ken, our audience. Ken.
Yeah.
They're 0 for 15. There's nothing out there.
According to you, who doesn't like anything that came out post-1973.
Well, it's a little hard. I guess you're right. I'm a little picky because I've heard good music.
Yeah.
That's what makes it hard.
Oh, that's right. You have perfect musical taste.
I'm not bragging when I say that.
Oh, my God.
I was born with perfect musical taste.
Well, and how many people can make that claim?
No, very few, I guess. Very, very few. Why don't you defer to me more? I have perfect taste.
Okay, so I'm going to take all your notes away.
There's nothing. No, Ken, I'm not joking. We're blanking. There's nothing.
There's God. After we talk for a few minutes,
they were all god awful.
There's
different degrees of god awful.
There's got to be a song that you can sing.
There is zero. There is zero. These are terrible songs.
I don't believe.
I don't even think legally you can call them songs.
You know, somebody did call in and mention a Beatles song. You didn't even notice.
Well, I heard. Yeah, somebody was shouting into the phone.
Yeah, do you remember
Maxwell Silver?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I heard a snippet of it by some idiot, and it's the one memorable snippet that of the whole last 50 minutes.
So you're not going to?
No, these are terrible songs. You want to try a couple more calls? before I go on my cruise.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, and hi, Andy. I think Springtime for Hitler is my
there it is.
And your worm.
There it is. You just must have seen the Mel Brooks documentary.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, that was a good documentary.
But there it is. Mel Brooks, he doesn't know music. He just... There it is.
Germany was having trouble. What a sad, sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory.
Where, oh, where was he? Where could that man be?
We looked around, and then we found the man for you and me.
And now it's springtime for Hitler and Germany.
There it is.
Deutschland is happy and gay.
Yeah, that stuck in my head.
Of course.
You know, that... This, Max, this has been an earworm for me also.
We're marching to we're marching at a faster pace.
Right. Come look on out, and join the master
look
race.
Look out, here comes the master race. You know, Mel Brooks doesn't know music, can't write a note, can't read a note.
He wrote a lot of songs.
Yes, he turns on a tape recorder.
Yeah.
And he sings, and he clearly was raised and schooled on great show tunes, right?
Well,
Tin Pan Alley.
He was a musician. He
exactly.
He was a drummer.
Okay, so... And that's where good music comes from. It's people that have been schooled on good music and exposed to good music.
Yeah.
You're not doing our audience any service at all, Ken, playing that crap you play every Wednesday.
I was born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Call me Rolf.
Yeah. Now, that's the first song. That's a great song.
Don't be stupid. Be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
These are rhymes.
Exactly.
That's a libretto.
All right, guys, enjoy.
Thanks, Max.
Max comes through. That's a song that's going to be in my head. I could sing that even if I had never heard it. I was familiar with it, obviously.
Yeah.
But even if I had never heard it, I believe I would have loved it and remembered it. It would have stuck.
Oh, you got to see the Mel Brooks documentary.
So I've heard. I've heard good things.
You know how good it is?
Tell me.
It's in two parts.
So you know it's good.
Yeah.
It's too good for one part.
Yes, exactly. Part one goes up to the producers.
I don't care.
And then part two is...
his later years.
Blazing Saddles on Forward.
Later years, yeah.
Show of shows, baby.
He
reminds me a lot of you, that Mel Brooks.
Well, that's high praise.
Yeah.
Because he's bald.
Well, he's Jewish.
Yes, check.
Bald.
Check. Check.
Funny.
I like to think I have something to offer.
Is up every night until 3 a.m., sleeps till noon.
I met him once.
Oh, really? Tell us the story.
I was working at...
A cocktail bar?
No, I was working with... I was at 20th Century Fox working with a producer.
Uh-huh.
Stewart. I can't remember his last name now. Gosh darn it. And... oh, my gosh. Wait.
Copeland?
Look up The Elephant Man. He was a producer on The Elephant Man. It's driving me crazy. Oh, Kornfeld. Stuart Kornfeld. Working with Stuart Kornfeld at 20th Century Fox.
Mel Brooks was the... that was in his...
Yes, he had worked with Mel Brooks.
His company.
And I was talking, and Mel Brooks' name came up, and Stuart Kornfeld said this. Do you want to meet him? That's what Stuart Kornfeld said.
Wow.
Do you want to meet him? He was down the hall.
Uh-huh.
I said, sure. I'd love to meet Mel Brooks, right? Who wouldn't,
yeah.
right?
Hell yeah.
You want me to continue with this story?
Yes.
Do I have you hooked?
Yes.
That's how a hook works, by the way.
Okay.
Walk down the hall with Stuart Kornfeld.
Uh-huh.
Mel Brooks was looking at posters, promotional material for a movie that he had done called the World War II movie.
Oh, yeah.
To Be or Not to Be. Right?
Yeah.
He had done a remake of that.
Oh, yeah, with Anne Bancroft.
Right. So he was looking at promotional material. He was in his office. We interrupted. Knock, knock, knock. Stuart Kornfeld said, hey, I'd like you to meet my friend Andy Brackman. He does amazing sketches. Because I was working at Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
So sketches mean, you know, that's what Saturday Night Live is comprised of, right?
Right.
So that's how I was introduced to Mel Brooks. And then Mel Brooks said this. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love cartoons. I love a good cartoon. Nothing like a good cartoon. He thought By sketches, I was a cartoonist.
Oh, yeah.
He misunderstood sketches.
Oh.
I guess he thinks maybe I should have said skits. Maybe
right,
Stuart said.
Right.
Okay. So then I had this moment. Do I correct him?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. So did you pretend then that you were a cartoonist?
I said, well, that's very kind of you. Actually, by sketches, I think Stuart meant skits. And by then, his attention had wandered off and he was back looking at posters.
You blew it.
Yeah, that
man.
Was my one moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, the misunderstanding. That's my one recollection.
Oh, my God. Your whole career could have been different.
No, it would not have been different.
Yeah.
No, nothing could have saved my career. There ain't nothing that would have saved my career.
You should have done your cartoonist character.
Even George Martin producing my next movie.
So you're gone for 2 weeks.
Well, maybe you can try me on the
ship. Yeah, we're going to try you on the ship. Andy is literally going on a cruise by himself.
What's wrong with that? What's so strange?
An 11-day cruise by himself to write a script, to write episode number 10 of his forthcoming TV show.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
Beth has, they have to lock in the itinerary, not the itinerary.
Uh-huh.
What's the list of passengers? There's a word for it.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. The manifest.
Yes.
Okay. They have to lock it in by tomorrow. Okay. So Beth has one night to change her mind.
Oh, so you're looking for, you could take a guest.
Well, I could add Beth. Well, I can only add Beth.
Assuming that Beth doesn't want to go, you could take somebody
else. No. Well, I have one room. Who am I going to share the room with?
You could share it with Annie.
Who's Annie?
Annie called with the Guns N' Roses song.
I was glad she called, but yeah. I'm not going to share a room with anyone.
How about Kev Licky?
No, it's Beth or no one. That's the whole point. And I have one night to... I have one night to get her to...
Onyx!
I don't think
is a young boy.
I'm not... Oh, wait, tell me more about Onyx.
Well, he lives at the Bat Ranch.
Go ahead.
He's a big K-pop fan.
You called him young. How young is he?
I guess he's too old for you.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the room I have, unfortunately, is not soundproof.
Are you on port side or...
I'm not going to.
Starboard.
I'm scared to tell you where my room is. That's what I think of our audience. I'm scared to tell them.
Well, thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter this week.
Thanks, Jeremiah. It was great. That was a great newsletter. Did Pam sign off on this idea?
Yes, she did.
Well, Pam, what were you thinking?
This is WFMU East Orange.
Pam,
WMFU
Pam. Pam, you got to do better, Pam.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
With our producer.
Yeah.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy.
Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me too. And when my love for life is running dry, you come and pour your yourself on me. If a man could be two places at one time, I'd be with you tomorrow. Beside you all the way. If the world should stop revolving, spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was stars